Hello and welcome to our program. We are in Hosea chapter 11. Chapter 11 of the book of Hosea deals with God's blessings, Israel's ingratitude, the resulting punishment as a result of their ingratitude, and promises of restoration. Well, we can look at Israel and say, well, they should have smartened up. But let's ask this question. Is my all on the altar today?
You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase, and have earnestly, fervently prayed. But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. Sacrifice laid, your heart does the Spirit control. You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body and soul. Would you walk with the Lord in the light of His word, and have peace and contentment always? You must do His sweet will to be free from all ill. On the altar your all you must lay. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control. Peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body and soul. Oh, we never can know what the Lord will bestow of the blessings for which we have prayed. Till our body and soul He doth fully control, and our all on the altar is laid. And tell all the love He will send from above. Oh, how happy our hearts will be made. will share at his feet when our all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control. You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body and soul.
In Hosea chapter 11, verse number 1, we read, when Israel was a child, God said, "Then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt." And we have here a relationship of love for a father and a son. But it was a one-way relationship. Malachi 1:2 says, "I have loved you, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us?" They didn't love the Lord, and they didn't recognize the love that he had for them. Well, in Hosea 11:2, they called, that is the world, called them, so they went. And they sacrificed unto Balaam, it says. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 9, it says, "They have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein, but have walked after their imagination of their hearts, and after Balaam, which their fathers taught them." Now, in Deuteronomy 6, verses 5 through 8, God said to Israel, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children." Well, it says back in Jeremiah, they went after the imagination of their own heart, and they went after Balaam, which their fathers had taught them. They taught by example, and their children followed them. Verse 3, God said, "I taught Ephraim to go, taking them by the arms, but they knew not that I healed them." He said, "I taught them to go, to move through life circumstances." He said, "I took them by the arms, like a parent with a young child crossing the street, and they knew not that I healed them or made them healthy." Revelation chapter 3, we have our Laodicean age that we're living in today. And God says to his people today, "Thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." Back in Hosea's day, it says they knew not. Nothing's changed. Well, we see in verse 4, "I drew them," God said, "with cords of a man." This is a metaphor. It means to influence the direction that they are going. As a man, he said, "I dealt with them as a young child, and then I dealt with them as a man, and with the bands of love, and I was to them as they that take off the yoke of the jaws, and I laid meat upon them. When they were young, when they were adult," he said, "I loved them, and I laid meat." That is, he gave them all of life's necessities. Well, they wouldn't listen to God, and we read in verse 5, "Eventually they were brought into the land of Egypt, and the Assyrians shall be his king, because they refuse to return." Hebrews 8:9 says, "I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord." We have the process here of sowing and reaping. "They continued not, I regarded them not, saith the Lord." We said before many times in the Bible, many times you'll find verses like this, where God waits for our action and he reacts accordingly. "They continued not in God's covenant," that's their action. His reaction, "I regarded them not, saith the Lord." In verse number 6, we read, "The sword shall abide in their cities, and he shall consume his branches and devour them because of their own counsels, He said in verse 7, my people are bent to backsliding. And we see here in verse 8 a one-way love relationship that continues. He says in verse 8, how shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Israel? How shall I set thee as Zebulun? My heart is burned within me. My repentings are kindled together. Verse 9, he said, I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of thee, and I will not enter into the city. But eventually his patience runs out. It says in verse 10 that he shall roar like a lion. When he shall roar, then the children shall tremble from the west. We see this warning of the prophets went unheeded all the way through the different prophets. Isaiah 42:13, the Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall cry, he shall roar, it says. Jeremiah said, Jeremiah 25:30, the Lord shall roar from on high. Joel 3, verse 16, the Lord also shall roar out of Zion. Amos 1 and 2, the Lord also shall roar. He's not going to wait forever. It says in verse 11 that he promised them blessings, and that went unheeded. It says, they shall tremble as a bird out of Egypt and as a dove out of the land of Assyria, and I will place them in their houses, saith the Lord, regardless of the fact that they turned their back on God for so long. Eventually, God says, I will place them in their houses. Ezekiel 37:26 says, moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. I will place them and multiply them and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. Well, you think that this great promise would influence them to do right? It didn't influence them to do right at all. Their mind was set on doing wickedness. Well, we read in verse number 12, Ephraim compassed me about with lies, the house of Israel with deceit. Yet, he said, but Judah yet ruleth with God and is faithful with the saints. But that was also short-lived. They soon followed in the footsteps of Israel. The prophets went unheeded, and we read in Hosea chapter 12 and verse number 2, the Lord also has a controversy with Judah and will punish Jacob to his ways. According to his doings will he recompense him. He's talking about his people. And just in case we didn't get it, in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 30, we read, for we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. Well, we read in the scriptures that these things happened unto them, but they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. It is time for us to pray seriously. Search me, O God. Know my heart today. Put me on trial. Know my thoughts and see if there be some wicked way in me.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way. From every sin and set me free. I praise thee, Lord, for cleansing me from sin. Fulfill thy word and make me pure within. I burn with shame. Grant my desire to magnify thy name. Lord, change. Bible comes from here.